It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Wildfire smoke is likely to drift over the Front Range this morning. Scott is a state air quality forecaster. He expects high levels of both ozone and particulates, which can be harmful to human health.
In general, if you're going to be outside, do it during the morning and, you know, maybe slow it down by 50% or so.
The smoke is coming from fires in Arizona and New Mexico. A fire in Utah has been sending smoke into western Colorado around Grand Junction and over Vail and Aspen. Health officials are putting a more intense spotlight on a variant strain of coronavirus. On Tuesday, the CDC called the Delta variant concerning. It was first identified in India and has shown increasing transmissibility. The variant has turned up in 17 counties in Colorado. The state Supreme Court says it won't hear a case involving the hospital provider fee, effectively upholding its constitutionality. The fee charges hospitals based on the number of their patients. The money is pooled along with federal matching funds and allocated to hospitals to help cover the costs of Medicaid and uninsured patients. The plaintiffs claim the fee is a tax in violation of Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. The court's decision ends challenges to the fee, which have gone on for 6 years. President Joe Biden's pick for the next U.S. ambassador to Mexico has deep roots in Colorado's San Luis Valley. Ken Salazar is a former Interior Secretary, U.S. Senator, and Colorado Attorney General. Senator Michael Bennett, who took over Salazar's Senate seat, says Salazar is a terrific choice.
Ken Salazar would bring to it a level of integrity and work ethic and experience and reputation. You know, the Mexican government would know how seriously Joe Biden is taking that relationship.
Salazar's nomination must be confirmed by the Senate. Fireworks are allowed again in El Paso County. The sheriff's office lifted a fireworks ban after some recent rain helped lower the risk of fire. County officials are urging people to be cautious. It's hot again today across the state. This is CPR News.